This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Allergy and Asthma Information Channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are visiting with, once again, Dr. Clifford Bassett, Director of Allergy and Asthma Care of New York, with the topic, and timely, I might add, are you allergic to love? Dr. Bassett, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Great to be with you again.
It certainly is, and the topic is a very catchy one, and of one right here on top of Valentine's Day. So, first of all, what type of food is responsible for the most food allergies, especially in women?
Well, we know that in the last 5 to 10 years, it's changed a bit, and shellfish is now numero uno in adults in terms of food allergies in the United States. And according to some recent data out of Mount Sinai, we think it actually may be slightly higher in women than men.
Interesting. Now, what are some of the most common skin allergies? That actually happens to be a problem that I personally have.
Well, clearly we have issues with jewelry. We love our jewelry. There seems to be an increase in body piercing over the last few years, both in men and women. And one of the most common allergies is nickel allergy, followed by other metals, even including gold, which used to be off the list, which is now on the list of the top 20 or 25 or so. So becoming more allergic to things. On the other indoor front, we have fragrance allergy. We have preservative and creams. Women allergic to cosmetics, and not only women, but their partner may have a cosmetic or a shaving cream. It may contain a nut or an allergen. You may react to it as well. So anything that's on your skin is fair game if you have skin allergies. And it's important to know it's very simple to do testing and find out, pinpoint, are you allergic to the products you're using? Come up with alternative products to make you feel better and look better, particularly for Valentine's Day.
Now, speaking of Valentine's Day, what are other products that may be used on Valentine's Day that could create havoc if one does have skin allergies?
Well, clearly even your lipstick or lip products, they may contain nut or nut oils. So beware if your partner has a food allergy, particularly to nuts. When foods such as candies that are given for Valentine's Day say may contain nuts, this equipment was processed on equipment that also processed nuts. Take it seriously. It means you may be in harm's way. Also massage oil, other products, intimate things that may be used on Valentine's Day. Even something such as simple as a latex condom or other contraceptive products may contain latex, which is a common allergy in individuals who have reactions to latex rubber. Perhaps somebody that's going to the gym, they're lying on a gym mat or an area where there's a rubber product or rubber mats. Those may cause rashes, and it's important to understand there are ways to detect if you're having a skin rash and you suspect a skin allergy, whether it be on Valentine's Day or otherwise, you can get it checked out and figure out what to do in terms of avoidance. So it's important, even kissing. Something simple as kissing a person after they've had a peanut or their mate may be allergic to nuts or peanuts. These are all things that can occur on Valentine's Day but throughout the year, and it's important to work with an allergist and pinpoint what are your true allergic triggers and how to prevent them. It's a very simple thing to do, and people will feel better and hopefully look better for the holiday.
Today we are with Dr. Clifford Bassett, Director of Allergy and Asthma Care of New York, here on eHealth Radio's Allergy and Asthma Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. How about those ladies that want to look their best on Valentine's Day? Is there anything they should be aware of?
Well, I think it's important to understand that if you have allergies or your partner has allergies, there's wonderful treatment. Be preactive before the season begins. Take a few steps, see an allergist, get tested, and find out what your allergic triggers are. We'll come up with a wonderful individual treatment plan to make you feel better and actually look your very best during the holidays.
And also, are there any allergic reactions to flowers, which is the popular gift on Valentine's Day?
Well, we know that the fragrances of things such as star jasmine, rose, gardenia, lily of the valley, they have very strong aromas. And these fragrances cause people to sneeze, particularly if you're sensitive or you have allergies. You go to a department store, they're spraying cologne everywhere. These things are irritants, and they can drive you crazy. Particularly if you're having a spring or summer wedding, learn what allergies are there in flowers in terms of avoidance. Pick better flowers that don't have fragrances. In our office in New York City, we have fresh-cut flowers every week. We have beautiful flowers, but they don't have strong fragrances, and they're very user-friendly for those individuals who have irritation as well as allergy symptoms.
How about telling our listeners once again where they can get more information and also to be in contact with you?
We have a daily Twitter allergy tip of the day at @AllergyReliefNY. And we also have a blog site at allergyepidemic.com. And we look to hear from people in terms of their issues, potentially allergy issues that are remedied. And we're in this allergy survival business. We want to make people feel better and look their very best. And that's what it's all about. And we thank you for allowing us to discuss this with your viewers.
Hey, we do appreciate that. And if you don't mind, what one thing in conclusion could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip?
Well, I think people are looking for Valentine's Day. They're looking to cuddle up to their loved ones. And the only thing standing in their way may be their allergies. So get it treated and get it treated successfully. Be proactive and stay on top of it. And there are solutions for people. As well, the Allergy Society, the Allergy American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology at allergyandasthmarelief.org is a number one resource in the country in terms of getting more information as well for people who have allergies and want to learn more about how to take care of themselves. You know, being allergic to love may seem counterintuitive. According to a recent study, allergy sufferers reported more problems with not only with sleep but with sexual activity and love life than other groups. In fact, 83% of people said allergies reported that they felt less amorous and less romantic and affected their sex life. So it's important to understand allergies affect quality of life, and that's certainly very important. And it's important to understand that it may affect how you feel, but also may affect how you look. And so that's what we're talking about, is solutions for all of this.
Excellent. We've been speaking with Dr. Clifford Bassett, Director of Allergy and Asthma Care of New York, getting you ready for Valentine's Day. And the website of reference, once again, is allergyreliefnyc.com. Dr. Bassett, thanks for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Great to be with you.
Likewise, and come back anytime. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Allergy and Asthma Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.